I'm reminded of an event in my life when I was about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe from being ordained a priest. I had a very strange dream. And in the dream, the archbishop at the time, Archbishop Kelleher, came to me in the dream and said to me, "Anthony, something has happened. We need to ordain you early. Prepare yourself, for you will be ordained tomorrow." And he turned around in the dream and walked away. Immediately in the dream, I began to cry. Not just like little sissy tears, but like full outright deep, deep tears. When I woke up the next morning, I had spiritual direction, went to spiritual direction, was talking to my spiritual director, and I said to him, "Father, I don't think I've ever let myself want to be a priest." I said, "Because in that dream last night, it was so close that all of a sudden, all of the feelings and desires and wants came welling up in tears of joy. That something I had wanted and longed for so much was now close." And I told him I was surprised by the tears. But I realized that I really had never allowed myself to want it. Just in case something was to happen, just in case it was not to be fulfilled. And from that moment on, moving forward, I told my spiritual director, I said, "You know what? I'm going to allow myself to want to be a priest." And I noticed an incredible change in my disposition, my demeanor towards formation, towards the seminary, towards my classes, towards anything and everything. It all changed. It became much more fruitful and much more peaceful than it had ever been before. I share that with you because we see the example in the first reading of the seven sons and their mother. The promise of immortality in God, the promise of future resurrection, was not just a promise for some distant day in the future. It was now a promise at hand that changed the moment and gave them an incredible courage. An incredible courage to lay down their life, to act in a way extraordinary, because they were living in the promise, not just a promise to come, but the promise that was alive in them on that day. In the gospel text, we also see an investment of a promise, the one gold coin given to the servants. The investment of a promise of the future. For those who accepted the coin as their own and invested in it in a courageous way, it yielded an abundant fruit. But to the one who did not claim it, who did not receive it and make it his own, there was fear. And because of the fear, there was no fruit produced. My brothers and sisters, you have all received your gold coin. You have received the promise of resurrection, the promise of life in Jesus Christ. You have a choice. You can either hold on to it in fear, as I did with my own vocation to the priesthood. or you can embrace it and receive it. I look at the difference in my life before that dream and after, and it was extraordinary. I believe the invitation for us is to receive the gift of redemption in Jesus Christ and begin to live in it, to embrace it, to realize our faith in its fulfillment is not just for the day we die, but it is for today. If we do that, we know that we will change someday. But if we truly embrace the gift that has been given, that someday can be today. To begin to live and to receive and to operate and to be in the promises that God has given to us. It is a gift given to you, my brothers and sisters. Do not be afraid to receive that gift and to live your life inspired and encouraged by it. Amen.